From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe has resigned. This, according to the Speaker of Zimbabwe's Parliament. Speaker Jacob Mudenda read out loud what he said was a letter from Mr. Mugabe, which read, "I, Robert Gabriel Mugabe, in terms of Section 96 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, hereby formally tender my resignation with immediate effect." There has been no confirmation, however, of the letter from either the president or his office. Celebrations broke out in Parliament after Mudenda's announcement. Lawmakers had gathered to start impeachment proceedings against Mr. Mugabe, who is 93 years old and has ruled Zimbabwe for 37 years. The president faced pressure to resign since last week when the military took over state institutions and his own party called on him to resign. President Donald Trump on Monday announced that the United States was returning North Korea to its list of state sponsors of terrorism, this over Pyongyang's nuclear and missile programs.
This designation will impose further sanctions and penalties on North Korea and related persons and supports our maximum pressure campaign to isolate the murderous regime. Tomorrow, the Treasury Department will be announcing an additional sanction, and a very large one, on North Korea, and this will be going on over the next 2 weeks. It'll be the highest level of sanctions by the time it's finished over a two-week period.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said it is all part of a peaceful pressure campaign that he said he hopes will lead to a diplomatic breakthrough, although the North is already heavily sanctioned. Japan and South Korea welcomed the announcement. In Washington, this is VOA News. Egypt-sponsored reconciliation talks get underway today in Cairo among several Palestinian political factions, including Hamas, which controls Gaza, and the Fatah-led Palestinian Authority in the West Bank. The two sides last month announced their intention to form a unity government. The Palestinian Authority has since taken control of vital border crossings. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres Monday expressed horror over video footage showing migrants being sold as slaves in Libya.
I abhor these appalling acts and call upon all competent authorities to investigate these activities without delay and to bring the perpetrators to justice.
Guterres said slavery has no place in the world, calling such actions among the most egregious abuses of human rights that may amount to crimes against humanity. Video was aired last week of an apparent live auction where black men were presented to North African buyers as potential farmhands and sold off. At a meeting in Brussels Monday, Amsterdam and Paris won the right to host two European Union agencies that are now based in London. This, once Brexit talks on the UK divorce from the Union are complete. The European Medicines Authority will go to Amsterdam, while the European Banking Authority will relocate in Paris. Halbe Zijlstra is the Dutch Foreign Affairs Minister.
Of course, the Netherlands is very pleased with the trust given to us by other European countries and the European Medicine Agency moving towards Amsterdam. It's good news for patients all through Europe, so because we can deliver continuity on medicines being available on the market and continuity on controls on bad medicines in the European market.
Paris took a step closer to becoming Europe's financial center when it won the right to host the European Banking Authority over rival city Frankfurt. Syria and Russia disclosed Tuesday a meeting between President Bashar al-Assad and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Sochi, saying the leaders discussed the need to focus on a political resolution for the Syrian conflict. Reports from the Kremlin and Syria's Sana'a news agency said Mr. Putin described military operations in Syria as nearing an end and congratulated Assad on a successful fight against terrorists. The death toll from a suicide bombing in northeast Nigerian town of Mubi has risen to 50. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.